Brett has played well through practice, and we're only talking day three. Ryan getting back out there, it's good to have him. He's thrown the ball well. And, you know, you can see that just from the physicality of being out there and running around, of not being out there for majority of the season, you know, he's starting to really come on a little bit sore from being out there. Tommy, I thought, has done really, really well and has operated. So these guys have all been in different situations over the last three practices. And today, even more so, did a little red zone, did a little third down. Now we're into situational football and letting these guys kind of operate with different groups during that has been good. So I like what I've seen. I think Coach Hill's done a really good job with those guys just in the initial few practices I've seen fundamentally and some of the footwork, movement, and things like that we're really trying to focus on right now for the quarterback position has gotten better.
Good to have Zach out there with the quarterbacks and working on the offensive side of things with you.
Yeah, it is. I think the one thing, you know, Zach in just the dynamics of the offensive staff, yeah, he really fits in. He's got a really good understanding of the quarterback position and has figured out what we do and has brought a new ideas to how we can make things better. We've adjusted a few things conceptually, maybe how we look at it, read it, that he's done, which I feel has made us better. And it showed up out there at practice. And I just really like his demeanor. He does a really good job with those guys. There's great communication because there's a lot of coaching at that position. And so when guys come back and have a chance to talk to him at practice, he's got the answers for him. That's where we're going to be able to hopefully, you know, keep growing and progressing at that position.
Offensive line-wise, you've got a couple guys out. How has that affected what you guys are doing out there to see where you could be at coming in out of spring ball?
Yeah, you know, it doesn't. We've seen Mario play. We've seen Archie play. So not having those guys out there gives a chance for John Molchon, Eric Cavedo, Garrett Larson. That's what we want to see. We want to see those guys and get those guys reps. Obviously, we would love to have Archie and Mario out there. Those guys help us. They played. They need to keep improving, but under the circumstances, and the O-line having a little bit of depth going into this spring, that's not a bad thing when it comes to giving those guys opportunities to go out there and play the rotation. Guys are getting reps. They're getting a chance to see themselves on film. And, you know, for Archie and Mario, those guys are healing. They're going to be ready for summer. That's the most important thing, to get them back ready for fall camp. But I like where the O-line's at. They've been working, been rotating a little bit, moving some guys from guard to tackle, playing around with a couple guys at center. So, you know, this time of year is you're experimenting and giving guys a chance to do some different things. And so we're getting an opportunity to do that with those guys being out. So it's been a good thing number-wise to allow us to do it.
You got a guy like Will Adams coming in from an SEC school on the offensive line. Is it fair or unfair to think that he needs to be able to make an immediate impact?
Well, I think it's fair to say we want him to, and that was the goal when he came in here, was to come in and make an immediate impact. Why do you make that move? You make that move to come in here and play. You make that move to come in here and have a role early. To be fair to him, he also has to learn what we do. You know, there are different styles, different ways of practicing, and you know, for guys like that, they've been through a certain way of doing it. It takes a little bit. Certainly, like where he's at, though. I think he's really got a great demeanor in that group, really has got a great presence about him on the football field, and he's starting to figure it out. And it's hard until today. You're an O lineman in no pads or a D lineman. That's difficult to sit there and really evaluate too much. You can watch bend and movement and all that and assignment errors or assignment being assignment sound, but today was the first day. I thought he was good. You know, you can see the physicality. I thought that he brought some great energy out there, and it was good from that side until we go back and watch the film. I couldn't tell you more than that.
We only see a couple periods when we're out there, but what's your favorite part of this practice?
Oh, I like any of the one-on-one stuff. I like all of practice. Obviously, the team periods, enjoy those. They're competitive. But when we have a chance, I love individual and have our coaches get that opportunity to work with our guys, teach the technique so they understand what to do, and it's broken down, and it's very condensed with just what they're doing. But we get into those one-on-one competitions. There's not a lot of bodies flying around, but you're getting one-on-one throwing, one-on-one pass rush, one-on-one with the linebackers and tailbacks in a pass set situation. And that's really where these guys get a chance to really work on their craft in a competitive situation where there's not a lot of bodies flying around. There's a lot of attention on them, and we film those drills. To me, that's what this part of spring and early fall camp is about. You're developing your craft. You're kind of honing in on these techniques that are going to help you when you're out there with all 11 do your job and do it better. And I enjoy that because it's fun to have that one-on-one interaction to see those guys compete and then to be able to sit there and have a coaching conversation afterwards.
It's been about 80 days since the Poinsettia Bowl. Mm-hmm. Where have you seen Brett grow the most in that time span?
Physically, he's grown. Yeah, he's just having a really an off season, knowing what he's expected to do in the weight room, what he wanted to get better at, what were things that showed up throughout the season that he wanted to improve from just physically being better. That's what I've seen. And then his preparation. He was already on that trend of being a guy that showed that he was capable of preparing the right way, but you got a season behind you. You go back and watch what you did. You're able to process all that again, and now you're going back out there and recreating some of those moments and rerunning those plays and doing it with that experience in the rearview mirror. That's where he's gotten better. And then just, you know, Brett, like a lot of guys on our team, has that drive. He's smart. He's driven. And you see that show up in his day-to-day process and what he does.
Staying in the trenches on the defensive line, how much are you counting on guys like Elliott and Sam to supply that leadership for somewhat of a unit that is a little bit inexperienced?
Yeah, it's huge. Elliott Hoyt's birthday today. So a little shout-out to him. Those guys that have played, Sam, Elliott, you know, even Durant Miles got a chance to play some last year. Those guys are extremely important. That's a position where we lost a lot of guys. And those guys know they have to step up. Those guys know that they have some experience playing. Those guys know that what it takes for us to be successful. And Sam and Elliott are both really smart players. They've done a great job in the last few days. They're bringing some of those young guys, Matt Locker, Sam Whitney, along because they have to. And we need those guys for depth. And then as these new guys come in this summer, obviously there's going to be a couple of those guys probably that are going to play for us, that those guys will mentor and get prepared. But where we are right now, what we're doing and how they're operating, their attitudes out there have been very good.